The interview.
Good news for parents. No longer do you have to worry about what's in your kid's book, whether or not it's going to be just filled with left-wing propaganda. Brave Books has a series of children's fiction out, the latest by Julie Banderas of Fox News. It's called Fiona's Fantastical Fort. Julie joins me now. Welcome to the show. It's weird to be the one interviewing you because usually you're interviewing me.
Yeah, that is true. I've done a lot of that in the last month or so, so I'm getting used to it. I do like to ask questions, but I'm ready to answer the questions.
Well, let's start with just when did you get the sense that there was a need for more conservative valued children's books?
I think since the pandemic, when parents became more aware of what our children were actually learning in schools, was when I sort of thought to myself, wait a second, what have we been missing? What has happened in our kids' schools? What has changed? I think the political climate has changed. I believe that parents have become extremely vocal, almost too much so with their own children, to sort of bend their ear and slant their political views at ages where children should not be thinking about these sort of things. They shouldn't quite understand politics when they're in kindergarten. They certainly shouldn't be introduced to things like critical race theory and all the political correctness that's being introduced into our society, such as, you know, introducing them to sex and gender and all the different titles that come along with sexual preference. I mean, what first grader has any idea about that? And I don't understand in what adult's mind do they think it's appropriate to now introduce that into society? That's something that should be dealt with at home between a child and a parent. Absolutely. So that's why I've had it with the wokeness.
Well, I think a lot of parents have said the exact same thing, and that's why it's pretty cool that Brave Books is coming up with this monthly series of children's books. So take us through who is Fiona and what is her fantastical fort?
Okay, well, first of all, Fiona's a little girl who's one of the characters in the Brave Books series. They live on Freedom Island, which I think is a really mm-hmm. cool name, and it's the Freedom Island series. So it's a monthly subscription-based book where you subscribe to a book and you get one every single month if you subscribe to Brave Books on bravebooks.com. But basically, Fiona's a little girl, and the theme of the book is perseverance. So she's a little girl who plays outside. Remember when we all used to play outdoors and not sit on our iPhones and our iPads, which is something I hate that I don't let my kids do. I'd prefer right now they're outside playing tag. That's what kids mm-hmm. should be doing. And being creative. So Fiona goes outside. She wants to build a fort. Who hasn't built a fort? Who has never built a fort before, right? And you want it to be cool, and you have this fantastical imagination as to what you want to believe to be. And so she builds a fort, and her friends aren't that impressed. And so she goes back to her dad repeatedly after several failed attempts of not impressing her friends. She perseveres. You know, her friends kind of make fun of her a little bit. She has this wild imagination of one fort looking like a mansion when in real life it's really just a pile of sticks. And, you know, basically storms blow through and sort of like the Three Little Pigs, you know, blow her house down. And ultimately it's a positive ending. I don't want to give away the whole book, but, you know, she perseveres and it pays off. And it's just a lesson to teach children that when things get tough, especially with children, and sometimes kids not being nice to each other, mm-hmm. to teach you to just persevere in the end. Be thankful for it.
Yeah, and the whole idea of just perseverance in general for kids. I mean, I know it's become a little bit of a cliche way to talk about it, but we have become a culture where you just get a trophy for showing up and that there are no challenges that you have to go through. It's like, I think that engenders perseverance is sometimes failing and sometimes someone has to tell you you're failing and sometimes they're mean about it, but there's a way to be constructive after that and actually build upon that.
I totally agree. Giving trophies out for every single player on a team is ridiculous. I believe that children need to learn to fail because that's what makes you better.
Yep.
So Fiona tried to build a fort and her first one wasn't good. Her second wasn't good, but she kept going. You can't expect everything to be handed to you. You need to earn it. And that's a lesson that we take with us throughout our entire lives. I mean, I didn't get to where I was because somebody handed me my first job out of college. My first job out of a college, I was making $14,000 as a television news anchor in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Nobody handed me my job at Fox News Channel.
Yeah.
I started my career in 1997. Here we are in 2022. So today, and I want to teach that to my kids, that you got to work hard and it's not always going to be easy. But in the end, if you work hard, you set your mind to something, you can succeed. It's all about mind power. That's like a whole philosophy of mine anyway.
No, I think it makes sense. Frankly, there's a lot of adults who probably need to also read Fiona's Fantastical Fort. Maybe
I think you're right.
Maybe learn just a thing or two about
I
always.
I would like to read it. I would like to do an adult reading at some point, if you know anyone in anywhere. I've been reading it to a lot of kids, but I think I should start reading it to their parents.
Right? No kidding. I love it. Again, the name of the book is Fiona's Fantastical Fort. It's part of the Brave Books series of children's books. Get them once a month. They're high quality. This is not something that's just put together in someone's printer. This is a really high quality book. It's really interesting, and it's really good for kids. So head on over to bravebooks.us. I'll give you the last word, Julie.
I just want to say it's not just a book, though. I mean, bravebooks.com, great. You're going to get a series of books that you don't understand because each book is not just a book. It's an adventure. Mm-hmm. At the end of the book, there are all these different really cool activities that parents can do with their children, conversation starters, and just a lot of healthy stuff that parents can actually interact with. It's just about opening dialogue with your children. So it's more of an adventure. It comes with a giant map and stickers, and the kids can follow along. We're in the midst of a fort building contest as well. September 30th is the deadline. You get free, all Fret Freedom series books, all 10 of them for free. Whoever wins, build your coolest fort. Tweet me at Julie Banderas on Twitter or Jules Bidwell on Instagram. Send me your best picks. We'll find a winner by September 30th.
Ooh, I'm excited about that one. I'm allowed to enter, no?
Put your pillows together and impress me, and you will get 10 free books.
There you go.
It can be indoors or outdoors.
Oh, I love it. Well, I'm not going outdoors. I'm going to stay indoors. Bravebooks.com. Yeah. Julie Banderas, thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
Of course, Jason. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. You're listening to The Jason Rant Show.